Visit to the Blessed Sacrament from the writings of St. Peter Julian Aimard, the real presence, the God of our heart. If we thus base our worship on love, we will come into our Lord's presence with great confidence. Let us treat his love as something personal to us, and let us say to him, Lord, here I am, I, whom thou hast loved so much and awaited so long, I, to whom thou dost stretch out thy arms. This thought will make you happy. Convince yourself of our Lord's personal love for you. No one can fail to be moved by such a thought. Besides, this personalizing of love is the secret of true and unaffected recollection. In order to be recollected in our Lord and at the same time work for him, and to fulfill the obligations of your state of life, put yourself under the influence of our Lord's goodness. Your heart will act in him, and that is recollection. Your mind also will be free and independent. You will be able to apply it to whatever you will, for then the head will be directed and governed by the heart and influenced by it. Thus the presence of God pervades everything, whereas if your mind remains always under the impression of the majesty and grandeur of God, it becomes either lost or fatigued, and ends by losing sight either of God or of its duties. True recollection is in the heart. God has given us a mind with limited and easily overtaxed capacities, but a heart that knows no bounds. The heart can always love more, and the heartfelt presence of God can follow us everywhere. It is a source of encouragement. When it is with us, we are sure of the goodness and mercy of God. We live in his goodness. The hired servant answers promptly every beck and call of his master. No one thanks him for it. He is working for his salary. There is a fragrance to filial obedience which nothing can replace, and of which no one ever grows tired, for this obedience is affectionate and free from self-seeking. Our Lord demands it of us. He leaves a thin streamlet of it for our parents, but he wants the whole river for himself. Let us give him our whole heart. When therefore we come into his presence, we owe his majesty the homage of an instinctive and profound respect. But from his majesty let us go to his goodness and abide therein. Abide in my love. Spiritual Communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are really present in the Blessed Sacrament. I love you above all things, and I long to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as one who has already come, and unite myself entirely to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Visit to the Blessed Virgin Mary from the Imitation of Mary. Serving the Lord continued. We often turn our thoughts to some state other than the one in which we are. The reason, however, is not love of goodness, but our restlessness. What gain would you have in changing? Would you be a better person? No, in changing your situation or condition, you might change your mood, but not your character. Wherever we go, our defects follow us. My child, what you must change is not your state or your duties, but yourself. Sanctify what you do in your present state by referring it all to God, and you will not have cause to complain that your duties are a source of distraction. The many tasks required by the administration of a great kingdom did not prevent David from praying and from singing the Lord's praises 7 times each day. Numerous occupations did not prevent the saints from becoming saints. Instead, they sanctified their occupations. Holiness does not consist in serving God where and as you would like, but where and as he wishes. You will glorify God more on a bed of pain if it be his will than you lie there than if you were to wear yourself out with hard work in an effort to win souls to him. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom, the 13 days in preparation for the feast of Saint Anthony of Padua, the fourth day. O powerful intercessor, many times we are deceived by the evil one and exchange the truth for a lie, serving creatures rather than the Creator. We humbly pray to you, who defeated the demons and freed the possessed, to defend us in the battle and to come to our help against the snares of the devil. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Saint Anthony of Padua, the Triduum in preparation for the solemnity of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, the first day. O Jesus, whose divine heart is a living symbol of infinite love, draw our souls to your sweet intimacy. You who were consumed for the glory of your Father and the salvation of men, render also our life a continuous witness of love for you. To you we offer our senses, so prompt to be dissipated, our hearts so inconstant, our flesh so fragile. All that we have and that we are, we offer to you, so that we may become a pleasing holocaust of love. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Sweet heart of Jesus, be our salvation. Lord.